This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of Film Sack, where we watch something with you. It's a watch-along. Yes, that's right, because one of us is out of town, even though he's here. It's Brian Ibbett, everybody. Mm-hmm. Hi, Brian.
Weird how this is going to happen.
Yeah. So we got Brian, we got me, we got, who's that over there? Brian Dunaway. We got Randy Deluxe.
Hi.
All of us. We're all here.
So what you're saying is it's Ibbett from the past, but all podcasts are us from the past.
No, you're right. Me saying, no, you're right, is now in the past.
In the past, yeah. Everything you've ever said is something you said in the past.
Oh my gosh, I don't want to think too hard about that. so we're back. We're gonna do one of these this week since one of us is out of town. Be back to normal films next week. But this week we are watching an episode of Knight Rider, the old 80s Hasselhoff Knight Rider.
What?
Season one, episode 17.
Hasselhoff.
Titled A Nice Indecent Little Town. It's not nice.
So ILT.
So you can see why we gravitated toward this one.
Yeah. Yeah. This should be obvious. I don't actually have any idea what this is or why this is the one we picked, but I don't care. I'm into it.
The name. Look at the name.
Okay.
That's it? That was the whole reason?
Well,
we actually Ibbett came up with this website ages ago that gives us TV shows episodes ranked by how bad they are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is in the top like five worst episodes.
Right. But bad as in good, right?
Yeah.
This is a bad as in good website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, as Huey Lewis once said, sometimes bad is bad.
Yep. Oh no!
Many of these people are dead.
Have you followed Huey Lewis? By the way,
no. What's he doing? What's he doing?
Just into the restroom.
On Twitter.
Just into the restroom. I haven't.
He like bought a huge ranch out in like Wyoming, Idaho border area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not Wyoming, Montana, Idaho border, or something like that. And he's been living out there, and he lost the ability to sing.
Oh no.
Oh,
like
he had some, sort of like rare condition, that it was not throat cancer. It was like some other thing completely.
Weird.
And so he's been out living on a ranch trying to learn how to sing again.
Oh,
he's a fascinating story, you know, cause he seems like a genuinely good guy. Like just a, you know, like one of these like every man becomes rock star kind of people.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool dude.
Unlike David Hasselhoff, who in his old age has steered into the skid.
That's him right there. I put in our thing. He looks like Walter White having a better day is what that looks like. You know what I mean?
A little bit. Yeah,
a little bit. All right. Well, that's what we're going to do. It's Knight Rider, A Nice Indecent Town, season one, episode 17. So go to your Netflix or your Peacock or your NBC app or any of those. They all have it. Cue it up to that episode. Pause it after I tell you to go do that and then come back. So pause this show and go do that. Okay, you're back. Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're all paused and ready to go. And if you're not, you're doing it now. We're about to start this damn thing. So here goes. We'll count it down. 3, 2, 1. Go is the word we'll use. Okay, that's not the go yet, but it'll be soon the go.
And we're at the very beginning. We're at the 00.
We're at the 00 here. Yeah. Black screen.
Screen is black.
It's not supposed to be black. Okay, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go. They're right to it. Look at this. They're right to it.
Oh, this is the pre-show to the show.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. They're telling us what we're going to see in this show.
What to expect.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
They don't do that now at all with anything, do they?
No. Well, Dexter New Blood kind of did it.
So did Station 11. A little bit of Station 11 had some
Yeah, a little bit, but most of it was previously on Station 11, but there was a little bit that was...
They would sneak stuff in.
Sneaky coming up on Station 11.
Yeah. But it's straight up pre-show. Like it's like what, you know, why a comedian has an opener, right? Like it's supposed to get you hyped up and get you excited to watch the show.
I don't think it worked. By the way,
has anyone ever skipped intro on Knight Rider ever?
No, don't skip it.
I always treat it like highlights, you know, where they give you all the hidden pictures. You get the pictures at the bottom telling you what you're looking for. Yeah. So you'd see coming up on this episode and you'd see all these scenes. I'd say, oh, there's that one from the intro. Oh, there's that one from the intro.
Yeah. Guys, Richard Basehart is narrating this. Richard Basehart.
Yeah, Richard Basehart. He's got a lot of bass in his heart.
Yeah. This was the last thing he did as an actor.
Hold on, I'm trying to figure out what Knight Rider's motivation is. Yeah. So he's got a nice car and he solves crimes. Anything else?
So his face got blown off. He used to be a cop.
Oh, right. Different face.
Let us not just say a nice car. He has a freaking nearly sentient car.
It's an AI car.
Yes. Yeah.
It is as close to sentient as a car can be.
They didn't show very long, but in the very beginning, they were on the salt flats, so a little Utah connection there. Yep, there it is. Yeah,
that's the first thing they show it here, too.
Look right at there.
That.
Oh, yeah.
That could be California.
It's not. It's famous.
But it's not.
It's famous for being filmed here. It's like a big thing here.
Sinister instrumental music. Oh, I guess if you have subtitles on.
Oh, no, they're going to they're going to the thing where what's it called in John Wick? The Continental. They're going to the Continental.
There you go. You know something's action's about to happen. Listen to that music.
Right? The music is really telling it.
Why is he reading a newspaper? He's got the most intelligent car in existence.
No kidding. Look how dumb all the other cars are.
Why does the car's loading bar, why is it on the front where he can't see it?
Loading bar?
What's a little red thing that goes back and forth that
the front of the car
that shows you that something's
that lets us
loading.
Know he's alive.
Oh, the Cylon thing. Yeah, it's a Cylon thing.
He spotted me. Shit.
And remember, the Cylon thing, this is the same creator of this show who created BSG, so he really likes that back and forth light a lot. Yeah,
that's how robots think.
Glenn Larson? Yeah, Glenn Larson. That's who made this.
Hot foot. Oh, John Crawford.
Yeah, John Crawford.
Joan Crawford.
Oh, shoot.
So that right there is clearly a studio set, right? Like we've seen things like this in TV shows time immemorial.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's got an Apple Watch.
Look at these people. Oh, they're shocked at the car moving by itself. Yep.
Now I've seen everything.
I've seen it all.
Wow, that's not how you read the newspaper.
Not at all. Yeah. Well, it is if you're cheap.
This guy, what's
I've
he got?
A briefcase.
I was hoping it was going to be like a nuke or something.
Oh, what a smart
that
guy.
It all shuffled up when he started running with that.
He stacked tens on top. That was like his escape plan. So he can throw tens in the air.
Just a shocking reminder there that David Hasselhoff is 10 feet tall.
Yeah. Right. He's a very tall man.
Ooh, there's $10 bills.
Here,
grab them.
Take all my packing material.
There we go.
Money, 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 money.
I mean, what
Why
would you
not
guys
just go
do?
Punch that guy and take it? I wouldn't chase the flying money. I'd just go take his money.
Hey, it's whimsical instrumental music, says the subtitles. Yeah.
I feel like we saw this exact set in that Twilight Zone episode a few weeks ago.
Probably did. This would be universal, right?
The Christmas one, right?
Yeah, this is precisely where they shot those outside scenes.
Oh, my God. Look at some of these outfits. They're so 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the thick of it here. Suit.
Oh, there's the truck. Here's the most useless thing.
This is
just come to a stop.
I love the truck. The truck's my favorite.
Oh, is this like Spy Hunter where he can just drive up into the back?
Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir.
He had coffee in the back of the truck. There's no way. Uh-uh.
It was a rack full of ladles that he just walked by.
So this is Edward Mulhare here.
Yeah.
Not his final appearance in TV shows. He was 80s as AF. He was in MacGyver, Murder, She Wrote. He was in Heart to Heart.
Yeah, he's dead, I assume. let me look it up.
Don't assume that.
I'm going to look it up.
Yes, he died in 1997
at
74. Age
74. Yeah.
Our friendly Irish handler in this particular TV show.
Yeah. How about
God, he would have made a great Doctor Who, wouldn't he? Look at him. As Doctor Who is F.
Perfect Doctor Who.
Patricia McPherson, a Star Trek connection. She was in Next Generation for something.
Yep. She was also in MacGyver.
She stopped. Then
later on, they tried to switch up too. Didn't they give us a new one later on?
She stopped acting in Matlock. Matlock is the last thing she did in 91. She's out.
Just come to a stop. You don't need to do all that.
Brian, you made me want to play Spy Hunter. I love that game. Love that game.
All right. Now we're in a real town. This is Covina, California.
Yeah.
Ooh, a pacer.
Rock and roll. I got a gremlin. Rock and roll heart.
And look at that. Look don't at you just want to hang out in that town on a Saturday?
No.
I do.
I kind of do. Not if they're all dressed like this.
It is every town. Save the clock tower.
Save it. Save the clock tower.
Those are some professionally tailored clothes.
They're not matching, though. Yeah. The top and the bottoms don't match.
That wasn't the style, man.
I guess so. Look at this guy.
Because Michael Knight plays by his own rules.
Look at the bunting hanging over there.
That guy picking his underwear out of his crack. Did you see that guy back there?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Normally I'd rewind, but we're on a clock here.
Yeah.
Is this a new...
Is there supposed to be something in that empty cup?
It's very empty. Very empty.
Jobina Bruce. Jobina.
Yeah.
Jobina.
You can even see like they tip it up and it's like completely empty cups.
We can't handle liquid.
Right.
This is too good.
Her name is actually Jean Bruce. That's her like her name in real life, the actress. Mm-hmm. And she also was in Magnum PI and Saint Elsewhere and Days of Our Lives.
Yeah. Right.
I think you just got those roles as like a package deal. Yeah. You just like, you know.
It's, howdy. Howdy.
Yeah. You went to work for the TV studio and they put you on everything. So she was in 44 episodes of Airwolf. This is the woman from Airwolf.
Yeah, she's Airwolf. This Glenn Larson was like the Berlanti of his time. It feels like he was just like making everything.
He was everywhere.
Yep. That poor old lady's got to stare at Chief Butterbutt.
Butt cheeks.
And she is staring at it too.
Like she's really checking him out.
Well, my face is up here, ma'am. Jeez.
Guys, hello, young man.
That sheriff is John Crawford.
Well, now he gets to stare at hers.
That's John Crawford.
That was John Crawford.
That is John Crawford, the sheriff.
All right. What about his
is one of the most successful actors of the 20th century. Poseidon Adventure, he was in.
I like John Crawford. He's cool. Oh, I hate his clothes. Gosh dang it, he looks stupid. Also, why are they here? Why at this little town thing?
Their Foundation for Law and Government Award Presentation Day.
Yeah, you don't want to see the award get presented.
I'm a bit of an Irishman. Yarr!
He says to them.
Oh, it looks casual. Popcorn.
So at least there's something in that container. Now it's empty.
Why didn't he save it and throw it like the money?
Also, why are they?
Yeah.
Just because I paid attention to the
hot dog.
Whoa!
You could have dodged that.
That's somebody's living.
Exactly. I'm sure there was a way he could have gotten away from that thing without tipping the entire thing over.
It's like Charlize Theron not getting out of the way of the giant rolling thing in that other movie.
Everybody rides bikes in this town. Hey,
look at this.
Everybody's tall as a mountain.
Mm-hmm. School Street.
I think it's just. Chul Street.
Oh, I thought that was a shower head. I'm like, where are you two going? Hubba, hubba.
There is not enough room in that semi for all this.
Okay, so they're...
is this the TARDIS? Maybe he really is Doctor Who.
Maybe.
Randy, what were you going to say?
So that they're in the town by accident. So... Knight Rider here is chasing a counterfeiter, and the counterfeiter fled to this town.
Oh.
Where Handler here happens to be going at the same time because it's the safest town in America. It's got the lowest crime rate. So that's what that whole ceremony was about.
Not now.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hey, Randy.
Scott, Brian.
Did it for you.
Aloha.
Aloha. That's why you picked this.
Yeah.
That's why you picked. There it is right there. That one whole verse.
Yeah.
Whee.
Tire screech.
Okay, you can slow down to park. You don't have to be
special parking for Michael Knight only.
Hello, Michael. I am the Tesla of the past.
I love the love has to go woo woo woo.
Computer printout.
Right.
Why shouldn't the computer printout be the notification? Do you really need?
Yeah. Wonder who's under the hood pushing that through.
I love that. So dumb, dude. So dumb.
That's William Daniels, by the way, as the voice of Kit.
Yeah.
He was never credited as that voice.
Oh, really?
In this series.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
William Daniels
sucks.
Was Mr. Braddock in The Graduate.
I haven't seen The Graduate.
Oh, look, it's McGruff the crime dog.
Yep. Take a bite out of crime. Yeah.
That's right.
Dude, your jacket doesn't fit. I don't. The other guy, not Michael Knight.
Uh-huh.
Nothing would fit that guy.
Would you get this printout out of your car?
Yeah, right. Where the hell is this from?
Was it 2 DPI? What did it get out of here?
Yeah, what'd you get your 16-pin dot matrix printer?
Guys, did any of you ever wish for a map like that? Like a big, huge map of your town?
Oh, yeah.
You murderer.
I had one.
I wanted one in Vegas that I could put push pins in. And
yeah. Oh, this guy, John Crawford, just died 10 years ago, by the way. Not that long
just
ago.
10 years ago?
He was 90. Yeah.
The problem with Vegas, Brian, is if it's labeled, your map is going to quickly fall out of being useful
because that's true.
Everything changes all the time.
So this is the 80s making fun of the 50s.
A little bit.
He just keeps listening to that same old rock and roll heart song.
Rock and roll heart song.
You reckon Kit has Spotify?
Rock and roll heart.
Who did that?
I don't know who did that. You would only know.
I know. It's a one-hit wonder, dude. It is. I take that back. It's not a one-hit wonder, dude. It's Eric Clapton. Completely forgot that was Eric Clapton.
Oh. He's kind of a butthole right now, but... he had his moment.
You know what's cool? What's cool about the Knight Rider AI is that it offers up things. You don't have to prompt it.
You're seriously parking
to give
across
you an opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I thought he was parking across lanes.
Oh no! Yeah, he parked correctly. It's angle park.
All right. I'll let him slide.
You let that one slide.
Yeah.
The time and place when Eric Clapton wished we'd all forget about Layla and Bell Bottom Blues. All this great music.
Yeah, it was a rough period.
What?
Is this a Mexican restaurant?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out the theme. I'm like,
the theme is bad.
What this is.
It's a hotel restaurant.
It's ugly.
Okay.
Gosh dang it, that's ugly.
It's an El Torito, isn't it?
It's really bad. So this will be he always did this. He had a love interest every week.
Yeah.
And it was never there was all the tension back in the truck, but he never got it on with her.
Yeah. Until he got married that one time. We should have watched that one.
They got married?
Oh, you don't? No. He didn't get married to her. You don't remember you don't remember when he got married?
No, I don't remember this.
Of course you don't, because it was a two-parter, and she died.
Wow, just like on Her Majesty's Secret Service, I guess.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a great episode.
Glenn Larson died in 2014. I missed that. I don't remember that.
Ooh, look at that old-school beer. What was that? The gold label. What was it?
Oh.
That seemed like a million
that
right,
that's
what is
a Michelob.
That?
I think that's Michelob.
That's what it is. Michelob. That's a full body Michelob, too. It's not like none of that.
What was Michelob's theme song back then? Who knows it?
I was going to do it. It was the one I'm thinking of is Lowenbrow. I can't remember the Michelob theme
song. With the Michelob. I don't know.
Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something. No, that's still Lowenbrow.
That's still Lowenbrow. But that's amazing.
And boy, in my brain, beer themes that you might hear on commercials were blown away by the song Real Men of Genius. Like that song completely eliminated my ability to know beer themes.
Oh, no. That's so.
His DNA.
Oh shit! Is that what she did? Oh, look at her. She's got a smarmy look about
her. She's about to go. She's about to go home and clone a David Hasselhoff.
What is that bullshit meal?
That is a hamburger, fries, and a milk.
That's about it. Good.
The milk classic, sans the shake.
The classic combo.
So the sheriff's in on this then.
Yeah, there's almost no room for the food down, on that table because they have a TV.
They have more room there than they do in that truck. That's what we know. Okay, so all of these guys are in cahoots then.
Yeah.
Gosh dang it. Will no one help Michael Knight and his smart car? Will no one help him?
No, that's the point. They don't need help. They're so smart as a car team.
So this guy is who? This is Luke Askew. Is that this guy?
I don't know, but he's complaining about PBS right now. I'm crazy. Look at my crazy eyes. I'm crazy.
Crazy eyes. That's Matthew Lillard level crazy eyes.
Yeah, he's got good crazy eyes. These people are all dead.
They're all dead.
Yeah, these two don't exist in the world anymore. Oh, I used to love when they do
commercial
that.
Break.
I used to love that.
We get picture in picture in Knight Rider.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now we're back from commercials for Domino's or something.
Yeah.
Best part of waking up.
Hey, look at Bulgers. His fuzzy. You do a fingerprint.
Oh, there's a bunch of fingerprints on the bottom of this glass now.
Right? From me.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I've tainted the evidence. He's alive, Eric.
I'll
Server.
Wire a copy.
He's still alive. He's 70-something.
Do you suppose this popcorn ceiling has given us cancer?
What do you think? My name's Jobina. Jobina the blue peanut.
Don't make me pull my jacket back and put my hands in my pockets.
I believe I mansplained to you.
I know, already. And I'll do it again.
What's Patricia McPherson doing? Nothing. They're all done. Why these women, none of these women, they're all alive, but none of them are acting. All these men act right up until the very end. What is that about? Are the women just sick of it? Do we treat them bad when they get older?
Because the women are smart.
Maybe they're smart, but maybe we're just shitty to them. They hit 40 and we all go, oh, you're not hot anymore. You can't be in. Is that why? Because we're dicks? It might be because we're dicks.
Right.
Why don't you
get on Twitter and say, ask that question, tag it with me too.
Yeah, let me get that going. That'd be fun. No, thanks. Oh.
Rule number two. Potential friend zoned.
Yes.
This is like Easy American Great.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Hate it.
A little foreshadowing.
Yeah. Don't like it.
A little too close to home. A little too close.
I got all my food from that Mexican restaurant in a duffel bag.
Oh, great. Kit's like, now I'm going to smell like Mexican food. Great.
Oh, don't I want Mexican?
I wonder if Kit knows when Michael farts in him. Is he like aware of it?
Is he like a fart sensor? He knows in advance. Yeah, he probably
appears your butt is about to burble.
He just
Michael, would you like me to open all the windows?
Yeah,
right.
Just drills one into the chair. That's of course he would know.
I like my car privacy.
Wow, look at the haze. You can't even see the mountains.
L.A. didn't have the...
Barely see them.
Not L.A., but surrounding areas. So, what was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, everyone familiar with the episode where he fought the truck?
Called, yeah, Goliath Parts 1 and 2.
What's that called?
Goliath Parts 1 and 2.
Oh, I couldn't hear you the first time. So, Goliath. I thought it was another... Wasn't there a car called Car?
Yeah, there was a car as well. That was not Goliath.
K-A-R-R, right?
Yeah,
right.
And it had like an evil Hasselhoff-looking guy in it.
Right.
It's so stupid. Oh, my gosh, I love it.
But it's so fantastic.
This cop chasing him looks just a little bit like Will Forte.
And Richard Kiel a little bit there, too.
Yeah. What are they watching?
What?
Talking about the PBS.
Slipping a thing around the mannequin?
Yeah, he's watching the Nitin show.
He's talking about this sweet UHF channel he's getting in that prison.
Yeah.
He's watching scrambled porn or something.
That's why his eyes look like that.
We used to go to my friend's Dan's house. His dad had a big old satellite dish, and we would just stare at that white stuff with the white
noise. I'd like
noise.
To see some deformed boobies.
Yeah, we never could see
it.
Dude, anything.
if you keep making that face, it is going to stay that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy, I worry about him. That hair, dude. Look at that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I had that exact hair.
I did not have that hair.
Hallelujah, press.
And I had his eyebrows, too. I'm kind of concerned right now.
The largest Bible printers.
Hallelujah, press.
Yeah.
I really want to, like, freeze frame on some of these instrument panels to look at all the... the Letraset sure press on lettering and what it says. Yeah,
I'm sure all I got to do is Google it. I'm sure someone has done that.
Oh yeah,
there's the Knight Rider historians on YouTube. If you never watched that,
yeah, there are people. There are people with cars that are like they've got this old Trans Am and they've
made it to the exact specifications.
Yeah,
Knight Rider life.
Based on a kind of bad TV show. It's such a weird thing.
Okay, why doesn't the light... So why is the light not on all the time, the little Cylon light?
Oh, because Kit comes in two modes. Kit comes in normal mode, which you've been seeing a lot of, where he's just talking to Michael or whatever.
But he's a car. Yeah.
And then he like mentally transforms into a supercar.
Why are we at ass cam right now? What is going on?
Dude, Hasselhoff has a nice 80s ass.
Right?
Look at that thing.
I have a turtleneck and a leather jacket. You can almost
You see him on the floor drunk eating a burger almost. Hey, it's Betty White. Just kidding. I don't know who that is.
The light on the front of Kit is kind of like a policeman's light. He's going to pursue somebody and he's going to use the special capabilities of the car, that's when it comes on.
Yeah, but it's also useless. Okay. So it's purely set dressing. They're not doing anything special.
Sure.
Makes it
the last big story they had was the war with Germany.
You know what I don't like? Old offices with wood paneling in them.
Martha, what made you say that name?
Why did you say that?
My car's name is Martha. No, it's Kit. Damn it.
Seriously, is wood paneling in an office any more gross? I hate it. Can't even look at it without getting irritated.
But it's easy to clean.
Yeah, you can wipe it down with a Bounty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's a quicker picker up.
Injustice.
We've talked too much. I got to go.
You've said too much.
You reckon that's real leather?
Oh, no, sure. It doesn't look real to me.
Is it lambskin, maybe?
No, well.
Aw, he's so suave.
Roosevelt dies.
Spoiler.
Right. St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Well, it's like, do they... Are these their newspapers? Are these just popular newspapers?
Right. I'm eating nuts and I'm probably going to die. I'm going to choke on them. You know how dangerous it is to pop peanuts in your mouth like that? Like shake them and then throw them in your mouth?
He might accidentally throw a button into his mouth because he's lost one.
The top three?
The top three.
Yeah. Ooh, that looks like good soda.
What shit microphone is that poor guy working with in there? Barely hear him.
Sounds like you're in a room mic, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, let me check my... I was unplugged. Oh, okay. Oops.
That is incredible video.
It is. Kidding. We don't have that good quality today.
Yeah, the camera's following him.
His video phone follows him around. The camera follows. Yeah,
we only got that in FaceTime, like in the most recent generation of iOS.
Do
devices.
They follow you?
Must have an Echo show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen it, Scott?
I've not seen it follow me.
The camera follows you in FaceTime if you move around.
No, I didn't.
No, thanks.
Crazy, especially if there are two of you and it doesn't know where to focus.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Can have some fun with that. Oh, look at this fancy car. Look, it's me.
Oh, it's Jobina.
I got to go.
Get the H out of my way.
Do you
want me
to push your card over to
Putina or whatever your name is? What is it?
Jobina.
Poutine.
Yeah, I got that little skid.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Nice. Mm-hmm. We all wanted this car.
If they don't do turbo in this episode, I'm out.
He's definitely in pursuit.
Oh, look at that.
Look at it. Wow. Did you see that car backing out?
He does that a lot.
Watch out for pedestrians.
It's super dumb.
You probably don't need to still be doing it, Kit.
No. It's so
pretty impressive stunt, though.
Ooh, he's got a Camaro, too. It's just he's got the other kind.
Yeah.
Strongest thing on Kit is the suspension.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I like this camera shot, so they're doing some pretty cool stuff this episode.
It's all right.
Oh, lights are on.
Yep, that means something serious is going on.
It means he's
yep.
in pursuit.
Yep.
All these alleys are empty.
They always hit boxes. Have you noticed this? This is a favorite thing.
It's always the boxes.
Yep, empty boxes.
Look, one time I like to see a you know, a homeless person just fall out of one of those. Oh, sure.
Oh,
turbo, don't hit the gremlin.
Nope.
Woo-hoo. That was impressive.
Hooting, it said. Hooting.
I guess the audience at home didn't know what the word turbo meant.
Right.
Yeah. We there was turbo, but it was all is in vehicles nobody could buy, like, you know, high end crazy.
This
stuff.
Is just like Batman, except that Michael Knight doesn't have to like get into a little crawl space in front of Kit to shoot things.
Doesn't have to stroke the engine.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, the suspension. Oh,
it's amazing. Yeah, just they're ripping up that police car.
Gives me gas.
Look at all the Camaros and Transams across the road.
Yeah.
He gets arrested all the time, by the way.
Yeah.
He always goes with it because he knows he's the good guy.
Picture in picture.
VIP.
And now,
in case you forgot, we put a picture of the car behind you to remind you.
Meanwhile, down the ACS.
Oh, another fancy meal.
Would you like a burger and milk?
Yeah, dude. Where's my TV?
This one is meatloaf and...
Oh, that sounds fabulous.
Milk.
Looks like meatloaf, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's making that? Is it
mashed potatoes?
Is it Aunt B?
Aunt B's doing it.
They just get it from the restaurant next door.
Yeah.
That's true. You're not a cop.
I used to be a cop.
I used to be until my face done got blown off.
Yeah, I got.
But how do I know what time it is? Ooh.
Yeah, he could have. That'll get you in trouble. You can't rush the cop like that.
Exactly. I like that it's a little airlock.
Yeah.
Lay down on the floor, eat a burger, drink yourself into oblivion.
Burger.
Still one of the weirdest things ever captured on film.
Authorized.
In case you weren't certain where we are.
This is the part where Kit makes a fool of the people who
They always think they can just bang on it or break it or get in. Yeah. He ain't having any.
See, I told you what it's been doing. I told you.
I told you, Bob.
Well, you convinced me.
You dumb son of a bitch.
I love yokel cops.
Humor.
Oh, God.
I love them for what Brian hates about them.
Yeah.
I don't like them. Part. I really don't like them.
I got you, stupid car. Yeah. No, I've been busted.
They think they outsmarted Kit.
Oh, boy, they don't know what's in
that. Turbo boost over there.
That car's
got
shit.
I love how the tires are spinning. They're not spinning. They're spinning. They're not spinning.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
We don't have the budget for that. Come on.
Yep. Not spinning.
We can't have those tires spinning too long. That'll cost money. There's gas.
Ha ha, we got you, stupid car.
He could do something up there.
Yeah, Kit has no problem in this position.
Hallelujah.
It's a hallelujah press.
This guy looks like he's having trouble staying awake.
We print Bibles and other Jesus-related material.
Look at that sweet sweater, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That shirt wants to get out.
That is some R to the guile.
God, he is staring that guy down. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, well, all the pictures of Jesus. Jesus is on the wall there.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Two of them are exactly the same.
We used to have that one.
Oh, I don't know.
I think on the far left and the one second from the right are exactly the same.
I think one of those pictures was of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That would have been hilarious if they'd done that.
In my ADR redone.
I know I'm somebody.
I know I wanted to see what the bottom of that said.
There's a meme printed out and hung.
That's probably fax machine, you know, back and forth.
Right.
That's how we shared memes back in the day. We printed them and put them on stuff.
This is a classic preacher's office. My mom was a church secretary, and she got on that fax net back in the 80s, and they used to, all the different church secretaries around the country would fax each other funny memes.
Yeah.
Was there one of Kenny Rogers driving a car with the wheel coming off and it said, you picked a fine time to leave me a loose wheel?
Loose wheel,
that's
probably.
That's the one fax meme that I remember from being a kid.
Probably.
Amazing.
Well, that's fantastic. With me. Oh, somebody, I'm going to take a drink of my drink then. Think about that. Pound.
Well, you got to wake up.
He was powered down. He had to save some energy.
Sorry, I was in sleep mode.
Someone needs to click me.
Video phone seems to be really useless right here.
Agreed. Yeah. A corded phone.
Why is he using a corded phone? He wasn't doing that before. I was trying to figure that out.
I don't know.
Oh, it
because these shows, they didn't respect our intelligence back then.
Really be great if the camera did stay in one place and he just kept walking in and out of camera view.
Or if it was so close, he was looking up his nose like a Zoom call.
What is that? A Newsweek jammed into a metal basket on the left side?
Looks like an airplane magazine.
It does. Hemispheres.
Aviation Weekly.
What's that one that they always have on the?
What is this weird image on the? What do you call it?
Fancy
worst, the worst mirror ever.
What's the word for a stamped piece of metal as art?
Right. Lithograph.
Is that what it is? A lithograph.
Lithopan or something.
He's a lift a kit.
Okay, so we get silence. You know Kit's in trouble when there's silence.
Yeah.
But when Kit is about to spring into action, you're gonna start hearing that theme song. You will hear that. Like that is when you
jack.
Yeah.
It's Mike Post, man. The guy made everything back then. I think that's Mike Post. Let me go look it up.
Sensationalizing.
Well, I'll tell you what. You dirty son of a bitch.
Looks like Don Peake.
Oh, I thought it was Mike Post. No? Okay.
Don Peake, who did...
giving him too many credits here.
There's something we know of his.
I mean, Post did a bunch of shit back in the
day. Wonder if he's done all the crosswords. Is that what he's all bummed about?
He's like, I'm all done with this flight magazine. Oh, no, that was in the truck.
He had a newspaper again.
Big old newspaper.
Thanks for coming to see me, Pubis, or whatever her name is.
By the way, newspaper he's reading says Dewey defeats Truman.
Don't lean your head against the prison bars there, man.
No kidding. Gross.
He's been leaning on that bars, man.
Now, that's how you
it's
get
also
COVID.
Messing up your hair, too.
It's foul. Do not like.
Oh. Aunt Martha.
Aunt Martha.
I got to admit, I realize this is restored, like the video has been cleaned up drastically, but it's really nicely shot. I feel like the cinematography of this show is way better than I expected.
It's at least interesting. They've done a lot of interesting shots.
That's what I'm thinking. It was Rockford Files. Okay, never mind.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Rockford Files is awesome.
Yeah. I love that show. It's probably bad, but I liked it when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this show is bad, but it's fantastic.
It's bad, but good. Oh, yeah. Hardcastle McCormick, A-Team, Greatest American Hero, Riptide. Mm-hmm. This guy did music for everything.
Mike Post was the greatest.
Yeah.
The man.
Hill Street Blues, still working. The new Law and Order.
This is the turning point scene in every episode of shows like this, where finally the characters just talk openly about what they know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
we should share information.
Yeah. And so now we just have to now you have to go be a decoy, and then I've got to bust out of here. Like,
you think writers like writers room type people, they work like production artists where they've got a lot of preset templates. Because you got to be fast.
Yes,
so,
yes. And you copy paste. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
So a lot of these stories are really just a structure they use all the time. They just say, well, we insert new town, new problem, new lady, and there's your episode.
You can't deviate, man.
Yeah. That's really interesting to me.
There's
Kit,
probably.
Don't care.
Kid, I know you can hear me.
Scott, there's probably like 5 or 6 templates for Law and Order SVU.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, they pick the one that fits the story they're trying to tell and then follow it.
Mm-hmm.
I put you down, you stupid car.
town?
How do I do it? I'm just a lady.
I'm just a small town lady. I don't know. Small town lady.
How do these buttons work?
Is Kit going to let her in? Because that would be amazing.
Never seen a button before. You must be from the big city, talking car.
Your farts smell good, unlike Michael's.
I run a newspaper.
Which smell like meatloaf.
You know what? I'm mad that they showed us what's going to happen next already at the beginning of the show.
I know.
They do that every week, man.
They're worse than trailers. They just tell you everything.
Oh, the music. Yeah. The music lets you know.
So he can remotely open the garage, but he can't remotely lower himself?
Yeah.
That's correct. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The garage door works with a remote and the
lift sure. Okay. Not.
What you're what I'd call that is a plot hole. Plot hole.
What is that noise?
Oh, geez.
No.
Whoa.
Well, maybe. Oh,
better stop before you actually smash Michael.
Yeah.
Kit is made of diamond.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really tough.
That's
amazing.
I
like that one time he almost died when he put the dynamite in his trunk. That was great.
Every part of Kit is bulletproof, if you didn't know. The windows are bulletproof, everything.
Yep.
Kit never gets headlight shot out.
Nope. Uh-uh. He just gets He just gets raised against his will. That's it.
Kit just Kool-Aided into the jail. That's great.
Wish I would have thought to do that as he was doing it.
Yeah.
I was too busy hoping that there would be a Kit-shaped hole in the bricks. Yeah.
Now that Michael has figured out that everyone in town is bad except for one woman that he wants to sleep with.
Oh, no, he's dead.
Oh, no.
Well, his name is Dead Larkin now.
Hey, Will Forte, whatever you do, don't move quickly to help him.
Yeah, no kidding. Poor man's Will Forte.
I was watching that.
So this is the other newspaper in town, right? We have the Jesus newspaper. We have this.
Oh, one. There's the competing. Sure.
Right.
Jobina.
Joe, I'm typing.
War with Germany.
No.
You hear what happened down at the Bible plant?
Nope.
How useless is it to cover up your calendar with a picture?
Yeah.
Completely is the answer, Brian. Completely useless. Why have a calendar?
Right. Do you have to take the picture down to change the month?
Dumbass.
Well, if you only cover a little bit of it, you're fine. Because you know what's under there. You know what days those are.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
If you cover more than about 20% of the calendar, then you have a problem.
The calendar is only useful for like the first 3 days of the month. And then I never look at it again until the next month and it's time to flip it.
Interior decorating by Blind Jerry.
I really like his costume. I want that.
Ooh, the law intimidating the free press.
Mm-hmm. How dare you? This isn't Russia.
Shit.
Oh my goodness.
Look here, Hulk.
What?
Settle down.
You know what? Again, you were talking about the writers. As a writer, coming up with that is just got to be a great, great moment.
And it's like Danny to see it on screen. Thing.
Yeah. Like to have put that in there for no reason other than it's fun.
Hey, look, she's old. Get it?
Yeah, she won't buy a new car.
I drove this off the lot new.
Ooh, I'm a little old lady. It's about to be spooked by a car.
75 years ago. Groceries.
There's not a loaf of bread and some lettuce sticking out of the top of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Where's the baguette? There's no baguette.
There's no baguette.
Oh, he's just loitering back there?
You can't scare the crap out of old ladies.
Wow. All equidistant.
Exactly what I was thinking. Very evenly spaced.
And who needs map lines to, I don't know, indicate where they might be?
I'll get this
Oh, thank you.
I forgot my bread.
Gosh, my parents held on to every paper bag that came in.
Oh, same, dude.
Let me help you by just setting it a block or a foot away from where you're standing.
Yeah.
I get the feeling our parents of that generation, they really, really thought highly of reusing bags.
Yeah.
They just never, ever threw those away.
Right. And they became the trash bag that would go out to the trash. Like my parents would have never bought Hefty bags. The brown paper bag went into the trash can.
He took down his fax meme to open the safe, by the way.
They did?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yes. Man.
The fax meme is off of the safe.
So that joke about something dumb is no longer there. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Look at this guy's pants.
That was some dangerous. Real glass.
When your butt is flatter than the flared out bottoms of your pants, you got a problem.
Oh, his hood's, what's wrong with his hood? Oh, why is his hood bouncing? What is that all about?
I don't know.
I think they effed up. Oh, man, that did not look like that lady.
This doesn't look like California anymore.
He's jogging. Just out jogging in my turtleneck. Totally normal.
It's a hell of a turtleneck, too.
It's a half neck, right?
Yeah.
It's not even a full turtleneck.
Don't like it.
God, he is Tom Selleck without the mustache.
Oh, do you guys remember the episode where they put Kit's insides in like an old car? What was that one?
Look at the difference between her and the stunt driver.
Is she driving or is Kit driving?
Kit's driving. She thinks she's driving. Kit does that.
Okay. He does.
Michael Knight has never actually driven a day in his life. He just thinks he does.
He thinks he's driven the whole time.
Yeah.
That's a funny quote. I am tweeting that. That's funny.
Oh, my Lord.
She's going for a ride.
I like how they had like this old school Smokey and the Bandits kind of
onions.
Do you think all those vegetables are going to dump all over the place?
Oh, man. Who will think of the small farmer just trying to get around and get it done?
Shake your fist.
Oh, yeah, Jamie Farr, shake your fist.
Yeah, I was going to say Javier Bardem popped out of the
thing. Oh, be careful. He went 88. He's going to go back in time.
Hold on, Aunt Martha, did he call? Oh, yeah, it is Martha.
Yeah.
I guess our whole generation just thought Martha sounded like an old lady's name.
It still does, yeah.
Love this music.
Oh, no. We have to get back in there. Oh, we've had two turbo.
Yes.
That was empty. Did you see that car is empty?
Yeah. I'm not comfortable with her she made as it went over.
Why is that horse playing tennis? Did you guys see that?
No.
I did see that.
No. I can't go back.
I can't go back.
Oh, those are all
Harry Potter with Jesus back there.
Those are all very popular Jesus.
There is a picture of Jesus behind Harry Potter. Only Harry Potter is wearing Incredibles cosplay.
Who's the guy in Night Court? Harry
Anderson.
The artist on two of those paintings back there are by a guy named Harry Anderson, not related, but it always made me laugh that these Jesus paintings were from Harry Anderson.
Oh, don't mess up that sweet members only jacket.
All of this trouble is about counterfeiting some money.
Yep.
Oh, they should have had an old-timey version of the Knight Rider music for when he's driving that car.
Right.
How would they have done? I'm trying to imagine the arrangement.
Harpsichord.
Right, yeah.
And a banjo.
Ooh, careful. Washboard. Careful.
Scarves. What a totally unnecessary good way to get choked.
I'm so happy that they went to the trouble of making signage for every little thing.
Yeah, they did.
A logo design, everything.
Yeah.
Hey.
I borrowed it.
Action poses.
Action poses.
I saw that. He was... What? Oh, woo-hoo. What?
Sucking in my gut. This turtleneck is awfully tight.
I love that she had to wear the jacket.
Yeah, I did too.
Wait, why did she wear the jacket?
So they would think it was him.
Yeah.
Well, they're stupid then.
It will. Yes. Woo, that was fast. That was scary. Why did they debrand that members only jacket? That makes me mad.
It looked like Dan Hedaya a little bit.
It did. Somebody's Merlin got taken apart to make that sound.
That is what it sounds like.
I think closing in on him.
It's like somebody's ColecoVision football game.
That's right.
35.
Turbo boost.
That's three turbo boost in one episode.
Wow. That's a lot. It's not really moving that fast. That was slow.
Like all the bystanders that just get to sit and watch them film a TV show in there.
Yeah.
On their street.
Yeah. Beat it.
Wee.
Beat it. Beat it.
One of those cop cars is flipping over.
Or will one land on top of the other one?
Can I have both? I want both.
Oh,
they hit each other.
Ooh.
Oh, and
I was wrong. Oh.
And the trunk popped.
Yeah, no flipping over. I was wrong. I stand corrected. Look how smug he is. He's so smug about the whole thing. This guy's been dogging me this whole episode. I don't believe it.
Could be the same Trans Am. I don't know. You there?
You there? Yes, you.
Whoa.
What? Oh, bunk. What'd they do to Maverick's car?
What? I can't believe the Hallelujah Press guy wasn't a better driver.
That was not the stunt I was hoping for.
No.
I think we crossed the county line. How convenient.
Yeah. Can't make coffee. Not a good cup anyway.
Wow.
Kit was embarrassed because Michael came on to her.
Yep.
Aww.
He's so.
Oh, now we get to
the picture. We get the stinger scene. Blurry?
Yeah, we get to sum it up.
Reach on them.
Reach on them, see?
What a smear.
It's got a couple of Holy Bibles. Where do you get those from?
Oh, the hotels they were staying at.
Ah, that's hilarious. Do you know they give these away free?
Those Gideons.
In summary.
Yeah?
To summate.
What have we learned? What have we learned today, Randy?
What have we learned? Tell us what we've learned. Okay, in summary, we've learned that. It's fantastic.
Open it up. There's drugs inside.
Right. She said you're all going to hell.
Oh.
The Bible.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, Kit.
Give us a laughing freeze frame.
You're such a card.
Car.
Get it?
Car.
Car. Car.
More of a card.
Duh.
Bye. Where are you going? To the front of the truck? Where are they going? What special place is over there?
They want to hang around while he reads the Bible.
Where are they
going to the next episode, Scott? And Michael's going to wait a little while before going after them. And the boots.
On the car?
Yeah, dude, that's some bullshit.
The car's made of diamond. It's fine.
Well, all right.
What that doesn't show you is how everything there smells like fish when you drive on it. It's really smelly. There you have it. There's your hot business.
That was your first episode ever, right? It was Knight Rider. So,
but don't worry, for the next 18 months, Netflix is going to say, "Would you like to continue watching Knight Rider?"
No.
Are you like me and you never went and set up a film sack profile?
Because I actually do have a film sack profile. I'm watching this on. Yeah,
I never did that. Mine's all effed to hell and back. It's such a mess.
Yeah.
Now HBO's looking weird. Everything looks weird. What are you gonna do? Well, all right then. That was fun though, and we hope you enjoyed it. And I hope that on the other end of this, that Brian Ibbett had a lot of fun in New Orleans. But you have to wait and find out. Yeah,
as long as I come back alive, that's all that matters to me.
Preliminary plan for our next episode is what movie again? I forgot.
We're gonna watch Hearts in Atlantis. Yes, Hearts in Atlantis.
Hearts in Atlantis. Hearts in Atlantis. The Stephen King short story, as he was writing under the name Richard Bachman, which was then converted into a film, much like his Shawshank Redemption and Green Mile movies,
starring Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, and other people we don't know.
All right.
Great. I've heard good things, so maybe we'll like it. And read the book and liked it, so maybe we'll like
Could it be as exciting as watching Knight Rider though? I don't know.
No. What could be? Nothing.
The bar is pretty high.
No.
Pretty high.
As high as Kit on a lift.
There you have it. well, that's gonna do it for us. Thank you all for watching. We'll be back with a normal episode next week. Until then. Have a wonderful week. Goodbye.
Michael.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.